Back now with Day to Day, oil prices tumbled today to about $63 a barrel, despite a decision by OPEC to cut production next month. Usually, the laws of supply and demand dictate that a cut in production would mean a rise in price. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, so oil prices are still dropping even though OPEC had this emergency meeting today. Why?
Madeline, part of it, I think we have to say right up front, is that the market volatility going on today is infecting all markets, including oil. It could also be that traders and investors see the 1.5 billion barrel a day cut from OPEC as proof we're in a global recession, as if more proof was needed. But recessions do choke off the need for oil. No one's expanding. Factories tend to close. Fewer people go places, and that leads to a drop off in oil use, and less demand usually cuts oil prices. It could also be that investors just don't believe some of the OPEC nations will be able to cut production because they need the money from their oil to run their own economies. Jorge Piñon is an energy fellow at the University of Miami. He told me countries like Venezuela, Algeria, Iran, Iraq, Ecuador, they need the cash flow too much. They can't afford to cut production, and the markets know it.
The only countries that have the capacity, not only physical oil capacity, but also the financial depth to cut back production will be Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and UAE.
UAE, that's United Arab Emirates that Piñon's referencing there. But to illustrate his point, Piñon gives Venezuela as an example. He says the country's losing about $60 million a day selling oil just to the U.S. at today's prices compared to what it was making back in the summer.
So this was why OPEC wanted to cut production to raise prices?
Well, they said the demand slowdown was making things worse in the market, and they said the market was actually oversupplied with oil. They stressed, you know, they don't want to inflict more pain on consumer nations suffering from the financial crisis. But at the same time, they said if prices fall too low, it could prevent future investment in new output and could eventually create a supply crunch. In response to OPEC, U.S. officials blasted OPEC. They said that in trying financial times, we need more supply in the market, not less.
And it would seem that in this period of economic volatility, that lower energy prices would be at least one good thing with silver lining.
You would think, but Piñon from the University of Miami says that lower oil prices could put a stop to the development of renewable energy sources like solar, wind, hydro, and nuclear.
All of these projects that were viable when we were looking at gasoline at $4 a gallon, I don't think they're going to be viable when we see $2 a gallon gasoline, if that's where we're going.
And to put this in perspective, Madeline, crude oil hit a record high back in July of $147.27. Now it's in the 60s. That is a stunning 56% drop in about 3 months.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.